Good morning. We're continuing Chayon Hilchos Shabbos Kaltes, and we're starting Siman Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Benji Kleidman, Ilan Ishmael's parents, Chaim Meir ben Mordechai Levy, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. So this Siman, the Chayon deals with the concept of Ovis and Toldos. So we know that the Torah says Osasa Kol Malacha. The Torah says that you cannot build the Mishkan on Shabbos, and the Torah writes the two together. So we understand that the malachas involved in making the Mishkan, those malachas are asur on Shabbos to do. That's why you can't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. How many malachas were involved in building the Mishkan? So Chazal give us 39. Arguably, the more goes to some possible ones. There might be more than that, but they end up being subsumed under the 39. Like any din in the Torah, there's a concept of a mamatzino, a concept of a kal v'chomer. The Torah writes the law, writes the halacha, puts it in a certain place, and if the Rosh so wanted, that should be that's all it is. He could have said, I wrote the halacha, it's true over here, and end of story. But together with the giving the Torah, he gave the Yud Gimel Midas, Attorney Jeshua's Behen, halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rosh says, I'm writing it as an example to extrapolate from. Again, were it not for the halacha Moshe Mesinai of Yud Gimel Midas, Attorney Jeshua's Behen, the Torah wrote a halacha here, it stays here. I think it's logical to go there, but the Rosh put it here, not there. So we don't care about your logic. But the Rosh says, I want you to use your logic to extrapolate. In other words, I'm not going to write it again and again every single time. I'm going to write it once, and I expect you to figure out to expand it, to apply to other cases as well. And that's the yesod behind the concept of mamatzino. A kal v'chomer. If it's true over here, for sure it's true over there. No, the Rosh wrote it here, not over there. Well, if the Rosh tells me that he's writing the Sefer, he's writing the Torah, that he doesn't want to repeat himself every single time it applies, so he's going to put it in one place, he's going to rely on you to use your logic to apply it elsewhere, so he's given me the Rishus and the responsibility to expand it to wherever it makes sense to apply to. But it's only because the Rosh has given us that responsibility and that Rishus that we have a right to do that. Otherwise, again, if an author puts a point in place X, I have the right to expand it to place Y without his permission. Well, there's a concept called Mamatzino and Kal V'chomer, we expand. So I say, well, I'm going to come along and say, well, the Torah said this Malach is Osir. So something which is similar to it probably also is going to be Osir, because basically we're expanding based on the idea of Mamatzino.
The only difference between something which is derived from a Kal V'chomer or a Mamatzino and something which is explicit in the Pasuk is the halacha that ain oinshin min adin. We cannot punish somebody on an aver which is derived from a kal v'chomer or a mamatzino. Where we can't punish somebody on something which is explicit in the pasuk. So if we're going to apply just the regular rule of kal v'chomer or mamatzino to toldos, there would be no punishment for toldos. However, the more learns out toldos from a pasuk of me'achas mehena, and the more makes a drasha that the word hena is referring to avos. And Mehena is referring to Toldos. So now that we have a drasha to support the concept of Toldos, it's possible to give an Arnish on Toldos, like we will explain.
So why are they referred to as Ovis and Toldos? So just the language is Ovis is a primary source, like an Av. And the Toldos is that which is a derivative which is derived from it. So it's a Toldos. The only practical difference being whether being an Av or a Toldos, like the Chayim is going to say, is when you do the two together. So there's a chiddush in the din of Melech Shabbos. A person eats chaylev twice. The Torah says that a person can't eat chaylev, certain fats of the animal are also to eat. And a person eats them, he's chayv koras. A person eats them, he's chayv achatas. Let's say he eats 2 kazesim of chaylev, 3 kazesim of chaylev, 10 kazesim of chaylev. Not even in one shot. He forgot the chaylev is osur. He forgot that this part of the animal is osur to eat. And he eats it again and again and again and again. He brings one korban at the end. It's helam echad. It's one forgetting. Multiple times doing the same avera in one helam, you bring one korban. The Torah says, don't do malach on Shabbos. Person forgets it at Shabbos, and he turns on lights, and he cooks food, and he drives the car, and he's doing the malach of Bishol, and the malach of Havara, and he sows something, so he's over there through Losasaka malacha multiple times. He should be chayv one korban. So Mori actually brings a pasuk to tell me that that's not true by Shabbos. Machlok is what the source is, but the Gemara says there's a concept called, but there's going to be a chiluk malachas. So each malacha is chayav its own korban. So a person forgets it at Shabbos and forgets the malachas usher. So he forgets that Tarfur is usher, and he forgets that Karei is usher, and he forgets that Geizes is usher. He brings three different korbanos. Even though he's really only transgressing the same law three times, lo yisasa kol malacha. What about if a person does the same malacha twice? He only has one korban. A person sows, the shear for sowing is we said before, is two stitches which can hold himself in place. So either it's tied down afterwards or a third stitch. And he sows 50 stitches. He actually sits down and he sews 10 stitches, then he comes back an hour later and sews another 10 stitches. He only chayav one korban. He did the same halacha twice. Person did an av and a toldo. Does he bring two korbanos or not? So Rabbi Yehoshua says, it's two different halachas. There's the av and there's the toldo. It's two different things. Come and say, no. It's the same thing. One korban for both. Because the toldo, because it's a derivative of the av, is like doing the av a second time. So it's important to apply the toldo to the av. Mashiach comes, and we're going to be bringing korbanos for all the times that we made a mistake on Shabbos and forgot that it was Shabbos or forgot the malachos aser. So we're going to pull out our list of how many korbanos that we're going to be chayiv. Korban chatas, so it's going to be a run, Rabbosai, on the sheep and goats for korban chatas, female. And I'm going to say, well, you know, he did this malacha again and again and again and again. Only one korban. I haven't told her, only one korban. Different malachas, different korbanos. So get your portion now, and the animals, she is coming, and you're going to need multiple korbanos. But the Havah told her, it only is one korban. Have a good day.